And look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let's get some scripture in here in regards to why I don't like women pastors. By the way, I'm not against women preachers. Nothing wrong with women preachers. I'm against women pastors. Look what it says in verse 11. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. Now, folks, do we need the Greek for this? Do we need a dictionary? Do we need a lexicon? Or is it pretty clear what it is? You're taking that out of context. Well, let's look at the context. The context is woman, learn, silence, subjection. So if we just take that verse in its context, basically what it's telling us is the person who is supposed to be silent or to learn in silence is the woman. With all subjection. Now, in case you didn't get it the first time, verse 12, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now, this doesn't mean that women can't talk in our church. It's like as soon as you come through the doors, just keep your mouth shut. Don't say a word. That's not what it means. What we're referring to here is during the preaching of God's word. Women are to keep silence. That's why women are not allowed to say amen in our church. And we don't have that problem in our church. You know, every once in a while, you have a visitor who comes, and they get with it on the preaching. They're like, amen, you know. We had that happen one time. And I'll be honest with you, I'm like long-suffering. I'm patient. Or sometimes I'm just deaf. Like, I can't hear them because they're all the way in the back. But this one I heard because she started, like, clapping. She was getting jiggy with it. I mean, she was loving it. And then I said, I just took a commercial break, and I just said, look, women are to keep silence in the churches, okay? So no amens by women in the church. That goes for the children as well. And she, her countenance fell. It's like, why has that countenance fallen? Her countenance fell, and she went up to my wife, and she said, did he just say that women are to keep silence in the church? You know, my meek little wife, she's all, that's what the Bible says. And she threw the Bible down and she like took off, right? She threw the Bible down and she took off. She left the church, but then she came back and picked up the Bible and said, I need this. Yeah, I need to read it. Man, Paul's such a chauvinist. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. So why is he bringing up this matter of Adam and Eve in relation to a woman keeping silence in the church or not teaching? Look what it says, verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. You know why? Because women are naive sometimes. Not sometimes, a lot of the times. And you want the best example of that? Eve. That's why we're in the condition that we're in today.